Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 77. It's a Tuesday, January 9th, 2018.
We're in a new year, Maynard. Get it right.
That's right. I have to get used to 2018 now. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. Like, I know how to put 2018 on a check, even though I don't write checks anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, second show of the year. It's Gay Geek Bizarre. It's about, you know, we talk about gay news, geek stories, bizarre topics. So, before we go on, first of all, before we go to our weekend updates, how did you guys like last week's video? I posted on YouTube and then I posted on the Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page.
How many likes have we got?
I don't know about likes, but there are a couple of views. I don't know how many. Probably a few thousand. That's right. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know how many it is. I really don't keep track of all those. Anyway, so let's go to our weekend update, Ray. So I guess we did the same thing. We kind of have to do the same thing.
Well, I didn't throw a tree away because I had an artificial tree.
Oh, yeah, artificial tree. So yeah, I remember last month when I bought a Christmas tree. So I put it up and everything. And I, of course, a week before I threw it out, I stopped watering. I should stop watering it, right, though?
Yeah.
I still have a lot of water in the base.
Well, after like a day or two, if you didn't set it up and cut it right, it quits drinking anyhow. So,
after a day or two, mm-hmm. It quits drinking.
Yep.
Or when you cut it, mm-hmm. I mean, when you get it and you bring it home.
Yeah, because the sap seals the bottom of it. If you don't cut it off right before you put it in the water and drill a hole up in it, so it's more airier for the water to soak up into.
Okay.
It'll seep the sap out and seal it all up. Won't drink anything.
Oh, okay.
If you do it right, it drinks pretty much for about a week or two, and then it quits, slowly starts.
So it's really drying up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I keep watering it every day.
You didn't drag it down to the lake to throw in the lake?
No, actually, do people do that?
Well, yeah, you put them in the lake for fishing.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll sink them in the lake, and the fish will get there and make beds and stuff around them.
Oh, okay.
Then you can go in there and go fishing and get
your right. Crappy. Right. I have a truck to do that. No, I actually...
You live a foot from the lake, you could have walked it over and dragged it over there and threw it in.
I don't have that easy access to the lake, but anyway, I did. I actually cut it up. I actually got the one you gave me, the big shears.
Yeah,
it was very, very useful just cutting it up like that and then put it in two trash bags, and it was good enough. I know people just drag it outside and they just expect the trash man.
Well, yeah, trash people usually pick them up and they'll either take them and recycle them or they shred them.
Yeah. So I kind of semi-shred them. I cut it up a little bit. It took me about, you know, a half hour just to get rid of it, but it's okay. And then I put away decorations. Oh, wow. It's nice to have a clean house again. Putting away all those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got all my stuff packed up. Now I'm having to build storage space in the attic to hold it all.
Oh, that's what you need to do now, right?
Yeah. That's what we started on the other night. We got the flooring down. Now I got to get the shelves up and we'll be set.
Oh, okay.
Because yep. Apparently I have a Christmas habit.
What's your Christmas habit?
Apparently having too many ornaments and Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I kind of limited it right now. I put less bears this time. Because last year I put a lot of bears.
I gave you all my bear stuff because I was done with that mess.
I know. So.
And you were always the big bear person, not me. I just ended up with it somehow.
Yeah, but right now I didn't. Put not that much bears, just a few bears. All right, so I hope you guys had a good start of the year, and we got some new stories for you guys. So let's go with the gay guy, Ray.
Okay, and this one's kind of sad because I was sad when I read this. Italian gay couple dies and families hold joint funeral. An Italian gay couple died after breathing carbon monoxide that was emitted from a defective wood burning stove on Tuesday, January the 2nd. Alex Ferrari and Luca Bortolosio, both 21, were staying with two female friends in Verona when they were found dead due to the dangerous levels of carbon monoxide. They had been dating for over a year. The couple was sleeping together in one room where they inhaled toxic fumes while their friends were in another. The friends were not affected because they were using an electric fire. According to the Italian media outlet Cronaca, Ferrari and Bertolosso's families requested their lives be celebrated with a joint funeral in the church of San Giovanni Bastilla.
Batista,
sorry. Both individuals saw an outpour of love at their parishes, which was demonstrative of how loved they truly were. A spokesperson for the bishop of Vicenza, Don Alesso Grazzini, commented with the tragedy with the choice of celebrating together the funeral of Alex and Luke respond to a specific request of their family. Seemed the church at this moment of immense sorrow wishes to be close with the words of faith. Following the death of two young people, every other comment, it seems at least inappropriate. So it was very it's sad that these two young guys died together, but they at least died together and their families are burying them together. So.
And I would think that it's painless because
they were in their sleep and you just don't wake up.
You just don't wake up because it is toxic fumes. And the problem with carbon monoxide, it's odorless.
You don't know it's happening.
Yeah. So
I mean, that's why they tell people to have carbon monoxide detectors in their house.
Yeah. I have one, but
and as houses get more and more sealed up, it's a lot easier for it to happen. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to set up mine again because mine is.
So if you have wood burning stoves or burn fires or have a gas appliances in your house, install carbon monoxide detectors, please.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the geek. The geek right now is kind of interesting, and I think I want one in the far future because
I'll buy one and I'll buy your current TV off of you.
Oh yeah, okay. Right, so LG Display has made a 65 inch rollable OLED TV. It's a rollable, it's really flexible. So a couple of years ago, LG Display showed off an intensely futuristic 18 inch OLED display that could be bent and rolled up like a newspaper. Today, that prototype has grown to 65 inches in size, with the company announcing that it's managed to scale up to the tech to the dimensions of a large TV. At CES 2018, LG Display will be demonstrating the 65-inch rollable OLED prototype, which also happens to have a Ultra HD, or you can call it 4K resolution. Why would you want to roll up a TV? Well, it obviously makes for easier storage and transportation. Like if you're done watching TV, just roll it up and put it in the closet, right? Mm-hmm. But more than anything else, it still remains a distinctly sci-fi concept. Being flexible enough to roll, the display panel becomes more organic and natural. The format lends it to the properties of a painting canvas or a very big sheet of paper. There's not a wealth of further information beyond the basic fact of its existence, but the 65-inch prototype from the future will be here at CES, and we'll be making an effort to see it for ourselves very soon. So what do you think, Ray, of foldable technology, foldable TVs?
I think it's awesome, and I think this is probably going to take off with more concert stuff, something that's easily portable, or convention centers using them, stuff that they can move around easily and take down, move up for presentations and stuff, and convention centers, hotel, business rooms, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I also see it working very well for portable stuff, like people that like to go camping and still like to have TV and watch movies.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
perfect
stuff,
for that.
And be easy to roll up and hang between two trees and cut it on and mm-hmm. watch a movie while you're out camping and by the fire pit cooking marshmallows and stuff.
Yeah.
So I also see it being very advantageous in cars.
Yeah, you can put it in. Well, it doesn't have to be the 65-inch.
The
mere fact that you have a rollable one
that's
transportable, you can put in your bag.
Yeah, but you could also adhere it to your windshield.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, so, and other stuff like that. But think about how light you can make a computer with that now.
Oh, yeah. Even so, a tablet.
Yeah.
If it's a rollable tablet, that's even better.
Well, you know, one of the coolest things I remember seeing in a movie a couple of years ago is one of their Going to Mars movies. I think it was with Lou Diamond Phillips, the one that he was in. Oh. But they had these little handheld map things, and when they hit the button, they could open it up and then extend it out to this long map, and they could hold it up and move around, and it would you could see the terrain behind it. But then you had to put all the map stuff on it so you could see levels and hills and directions.
It's like augmented reality.
Augmented reality type stuff. But it was really cool to do that. So,
what movie is that?
I'm trying to remember. It's Mission to Mars or something like that. It was one of them.
Okay.
It was from 4 or 5 years ago, I think. But it was pretty cool when they did that.
Yeah.
But think about military applications.
Oh, yeah. You can put it in your wrist.
I mean, you can put it on your wrist. Look how thick my iWatch is.
Your Apple Watch.
My Apple Watch. iWatch. Apple whatever Watch. The hell it's called. It's a watch. It's from Apple. It's expensive. Yeah. And okay. I got it for a Christmas present. Thank you, Patrick. but think how thin it could be.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So.
But then.
I always go back to Battlestar Galactica 1980, where they were here on Earth. And the guys had the things on their wrists. Where it was like the little, almost like a phone size screen now on their wrist. Mm-hmm. Imagine if that was that flat. Because then you had this thing you had to plop up and stuff.
You remember Electra Woman and Dinah Girl? Mm-hmm. That one too. But that one's a big brick on their wrist.
Yeah.
Remember that. So. But can you imagine that if it's an OLED screen? Okay. Take note, guys. This is an OLED screen. An OLED screen. The first one that had this was the cell phone by WebOS by HP. I forgot what it is. Mm. But it's like a candy bar. It's really clear. Mm. It's almost like a magazine, but it's a screen. It's a touch screen.
But also think about cell phone technology. What if I just wanted a regular size cell phone, but to watch movies and stuff, I could pull it out and expand it and make it a bigger screen.
Yeah, it's something you can unroll just to watch something.
Thing, yeah. So, but I think it has plenty of uses. And I think it'll be here eventually. And I think eventually it'll just be integrated into your house and you can create whatever wallpaper on it you want and colors and do whatever. And it'll just be a normal part of the house eventually.
So if it's like, it's like paper. So it's like, use it as a wallpaper.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Around your house.
It gets put on your wall and any wall can be used as a TV. Or you could put it over glass and you could put it to darken the room. You could use it as a TV. I mean, most of the sci-fi shows.
Well, it is a TV. So
I mean, it can be used like a TV is used now, or it could be used for different things, news, shade. On the rear side, it could project something else so somebody looking in the window can't see in. It sees another image. So that's a bunch of different uses.
Wait, on the car?
On a house.
On a house, okay.
On a glass.
Yeah.
And a lot of the sci-fi shows have that. You have like these glass walls, and one of them turns into a TV or a monitor.
Oh, like
embedding it with your mirror, and you can watch the news and stuff. Where
Total Recall, original.
Yeah,
the original Total Recall with
Arnold Schwarzenegger. But a lot of that stuff on Black Mirror.
I haven't seen Black Mirror yet. They have those.
Oh, you're missing out. But they have. But I mean, some of the sci-fi shows like that. You're walking in these futuristic houses, and there's a lot of glass, and all of a sudden the glass wall is dim, and it turns into a phone call, video conversation with somebody, or showing the news, or doing updates, or something, whatever. It's the house talking to you, whatever. But this is an easier way to do that.
Do you remember how OLED looked like? Mm-hmm. We were at the Apple Store a couple of weeks ago. Was it a few weeks ago? We went to Cheesecake Factory. We went to the Apple Store. They had iPhone X. The iPhone X, I believe, has an OLED screen, and it looks like a magazine. If you can imagine that, and then imagine that now these prototypes having that kind of clarity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really breathtaking. Okay, so
and that would probably make a big difference on flat monitors and stuff, like laptops and computer desktops and stuff.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because all the sci-fi shows all have these little pieces of plexiglass that's the phone now.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'd be interesting to see, so...
All right, let's go to the bizarre.
You can take the first one.
Okay, the first one is my request, actually. It snowed in the Sahara. I have stories about this, too. It snowed in the Sahara, and the photos are breathtaking. So, look, I know we cover... This is a blog, right? Okay, I know we cover a lot of the bad types of weather here. I guess they were talking about Sahara. Wildfires... in the U.S. Wildfires, droughts, extreme cold, hurricanes, but allow me... to make it up to you with some good weather. Snow in the Sahara. Yes, please. This is an article by who? Because I'm
Earther.com.
It's from Earther.com. So it's a blog post. So on Sunday, snow fell in one of the most unlikely places of Earth, Ain Sefra, an Algerian town in the Sahara Desert, got a couple of inches of the white stuff. It clung to the dunes.
Got a couple inches.
It clung to the dunes for an hour and a half before melting. The Atlas mountains that ring the town saw snow stick around a bit longer, according to Zinedine Hashas, a local photographer who captured the scenes. A blast of cold air associated with a low-pressure system spiraling over the western Mediterranean brought rare snow, the town, and surrounding dunes and mountains. A similar pattern through snow there last year, too. Before that, the only other recorded snowfall in the region occurred in 1979, February. Though the highest reaches of Algeria do receive snow every few years. Now, some troll on the internet will probably use this as an excuse to make a joke about global warming. Oh, yeah, fuck no. Yes, definitely. To which I say the usual, it can and will sometimes snow in odd places, even in warming worlds. I could go on to talk about the fact that the planet just had its second or third warmest year on record on the record cost of weather and climate disasters in the U.S. Or, you know what, screw it. Let's just look at cool pictures. Yeah, it's talking about, it's a blog post, guys. Okay, so it's from...
It's a science article.
It's a science article from Earther. Okay, it snowed in the Sahara. Yeah. I should tell you that my mom was in Saudi Arabia for a while, and she did experience snow in Saudi Arabia. So even in warm places, it could be really, really cold in the desert. And you know, sometimes it would ice, sometimes it would snow. But, well, actually, I think it's more ice than icing up than actually snowing. It is rare to have snow in a desert area. Anyway, the pictures are really nice. We'll put the links on the website so you guys can check it out. It's not warming, but it's, can you say a heartwarming film? Not a heartwarming picture. Not really. It's really cold.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be cold, but you can still have snow.
It could be hot, but still you can have snow.
Well, it'd be warm. I mean, it would be warm. It could be like freezing all the time to have snow. So
yeah. All right. Let's talk about male sex robots, Ray.
Okay, male sex robots with unstoppable bionic penises are coming this year. And I just must first say, may I please pre-order the Tyler Posey, Colton Hayes, King Hong Lee, and Tom Holland models
for my Tom Holland ones.
And I want the power bottom option, please.
So you don't really need the bionic penises?
No, I don't need no bionic penis. Okay. So up until now, it looked like women would be missing out on the exciting opportunity to make love to the cold, lifeless bodies of machines. I thought that's what vibrators were. But don't despair, ladies. Real doll maker, those alarming plastic sex bots for men, is making one for women too. And he's quite a hunk, as well as coming with bionic penis, which never, ever tires. Mm-hmm. The makers promise. Just look at those lifeless blue eyes. Matt McCullen of Real Doll said that the company currently tweaking the sex bot's voice and personality and says that users will be able to choose any penis size that suits it. Maynard.
What?
Any penis size.
All right.
We're working on a male version of robot AI, McMullen told the Daily Star. We'll eventually have a male and female platform available. David Levy, the author of Love, Sex with Robots, says, I'm sure women will find robots equally appealing as men. If women are as interested in getting satisfaction from a vibrator, imagine how the same women would feel having a robot they can put their arms around and having the robot squeeze them.
So I could imagine they would be riding this cowboy or
maybe
reverse
their robot
cowboy.
Could be programmed that he could get on top of them and hunt them. So.
Well, it's kind of lifeless. I think this is...
It can't be completely lifeless if it's a robot. Then it's just a mannequin.
Yeah, if it's a mannequin, is this really a robot? That means its hips would pump?
It says it's a robot. Mm-hmm. Male sex robots.
Yeah, they didn't really describe how it works.
Well, if you look at the article, Maynard.
I am looking at the article.
It looks like a flesh bot.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see what all they can do, because you can't really tell. Because I think the female sex bots can give blowjobs and stuff and all that kind of stuff. So as long as these guys can get hard and they can take it up the butt, we're all good.
Mm-hmm. Might as well just to have a Ken.
Ken. Well, no, I've seen
a gigantic Ken.
I've seen that guy that tried to look like Ken. It's horrible. But if they make them looking similar to certain actors like Tyler Poser, Colton Hayes, Kim Hong Lee, and Tom Holland models, I could probably get involved there.
Right.
We could start a GoFundMe page for this.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to start a GoFundMe page so we can order one of the male versions and test it out and see what it's like.
I take care of the front. You take care of the back.
That's right.
Okay. We'll have an orgy with.
You'll have to get one with an expandable stomach.
Oh, that's right. You can inflate it and then pour some hair on it. Yeah. Because I think all these, there are no bears. I don't think so. This is going to be all muscle.
Well, once the platform gets rolling, you can probably custom order.
Yeah.
Like on most of the sci-fi shows, you can custom order what you want.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. So I guess that's it for the show. Like I said, guys, go to the Geek Bizarre Facebook page so you could check out our video from last week, episode 76. And our first attempt for the year. Maybe we'll do that once in a while. Okay. Once in a while. Ray is averse to facing the video, but facing the camera. But sometimes
I just need more notification than a couple hours so I can prepare myself.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It takes a lot of spackle these days. A lot of spackle.
All right. Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. So you can call us and tell us how you like the video at 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.